नमस्कार। Love is a force that sustains human life, that sustains living beings to be in this world. It is the glue which binds everyone together. When love dominates your life, compassion for living beings, love for others around you, care for the welfare of all. When love is the main driving force of your life, then your life becomes truly meaningful, and you become an asset to this world. Without love, human beings are separate, alone, isolated. You needn't be near someone to love them. Love can be personal between you and a spouse, you and a child, you and an elder, you and a friend. And love can be impersonal, meaning that there is a universal love for all living beings. That love is not directed towards any one person, or it may be directed with great compassion for people you hardly know or you do not know. But it is a love for living beings, a love for life, a love and a care for others, seeing that you are not distinct, are not separate from them. Their pain becomes your pain, their joy, your joy. So this love can extend to people, to animals, to plants, to the earth itself, to the universe, to the cosmos. And it can also be a love of God, a love of your eternal source, a love of Guru, of the saints and sages of this world. Love is something that binds, that connects people to each other, that dissipates the separateness and the loneliness. You have the ability to choose love. There are those that choose love. There are those that choose power, anger, resentment. They listen to their hurts and they brood on them. And they act from pain to inflict greater pain, more pain, on other living beings. But there is a choice. Even when you are wounded, even when you are yourself in pain, even when you have been mistreated, there is a choice. You have a choice to bring care and love to this world, or bring your anger, your resentments, your hatreds, and your need for control and power. This is the choice between light and darkness, between connectedness and the isolation that comes from dominance and greed. Dominance, greed, the desire for self-aggrandizement lead to separation. In your heart, look at your own motivations. And find the place in you which wants love, which needs love, which needs to be connected to feel wholeness, and who wants to care about other living beings. Find that place inside of you. And find your personal way to express that. To give love to others, to give care to living beings. What will it be that brings you to such love? What will it be? How can you express your heart in this world? That path to expressing your heart, your innermost sweetness and love in this world, that is your personal dharma. Finding that path and following it brings you into harmony with your own inner self and brings happiness in life. If you can find that way for yourself, the way of Dharma, the way for your inner essence, your heart, to be expressed in the world, maybe it's animals you love and want to help. Maybe it's people in certain situations. Maybe it's creative expression. Maybe it's helping people to find the right path in their life. Or giving others what you know will help them. This following deep Dharma is following the path of love, the love of your heart expressed in the world. It is not the path of greed. Your personal dharma is not the path of greed. Your personal dharma is not the path of power. You may have power. There is nothing wrong with having power. But pursuing power to have control over others and to dominate, that is not the path of Dharma. If power comes to you when pursuing your Dharma, use that power for love and the good of all. Love is a force that cannot be denied, because it is the inherent connectedness of life. And it is inherent in your own nature. It is only the wounds that you have developed through throughout your existence that inhibit your love. It is the teaching of yoga that should you find you have a particular difficulty in love, a particular difficulty, an area in which you are stingy, you are greedy, you are mean-minded with people, cultivate the opposite. That is the teaching of yoga, to heal these types of difficulties. Cultivate the opposite. Cultivate that which is in harmony with loving kindness. That quality of love that binds life together. Is that divine force, that essential aware consciousness, aware infinite intelligence, which is the substantive nature, the purusha, the substantive nature of all that is. The bliss of that nature can be known in deep meditation. But the cultivation of proximity to that nature is done through leading a dharmic life. And cultivating love in your life. So that you, become the vehicle of that divine love in your essence, in your being. You let that divine love flow into you and through you. That love is all around, like the air you breathe, it's everywhere. An unconditional shower of grace that never ends. It's the home of your soul. During difficulties, the mind may be affected, the body affected. But you can remember, even at times when you cannot feel it. The nature, of love. The nature of your own self, the nature of divinity. You are never alone. You are never helpless. That divine essence, that divine intelligent grace, that infinite love, that loving source of all being is always with you, closer than close, connected to your core. You are the child of that great love, And when you find your own loving essence, you find your way. Even when fear or sorrow or grief come in the life, and at times they come to all, weather them, knowing that you have divine love in your essence. Keep that knowledge always close to your heart, through thick and thin. And that everything, all the shades of life, the pain and the joy, exist within that love. And that love is your home. All right.